The Department of Homeland Security, which oversees the agencies responsible for border control, immigration, and citizenship services, announced it will expand the types of data it collects on foreign nationals living and working in the United States. Currently, immigrants must provide a one-time fingerprint and photo ID in order to apply for legal status. Undocumented immigrants are required to provide biometric iris scans. According to Sarah Pierce, an expert of U.S. immigration at the Migration Policy Institute, the plans to expand biometric data collection will apply to more than just immigrant populations, and it will require that they provide DNA samples.
Individuals petitioning for them, U.S. citizens and legal permanent residents, will be required to submit biometrics. Under this expanded vision of biometrics, they will also include iris images, palm prints, voice prints, DNA, and a photograph for facial recognition. So it's a significant expansion of the information that's going to be collected. And then, on, I think most concerning, the U.S. Immigration Agency is proposing requiring all foreign nationals, anyone who hasn't obtained U.S. citizenship, to randomly, at different points, come in to resubmit biometrics.
Jorge Lowry, policy director at the American Immigration Council, believes that the expansion is another attempt by the Trump administration to weaponize the immigration system against those it's intended to support.
It's a staggering expansion of the government's power to demand, collect, and store some of the most sensitive identifying information for both citizens and non-citizens in the U.S. The president is frankly continuing to weaponize the immigration system in ways that impact both citizens and non-citizens in the U.S.
Pierce says that if biometric expansion goes into effect, fewer people will feel comfortable applying for legal status in the United States, and American family members may be less inclined to sponsor immigrants wishing to apply for citizenship.
I think the policy will definitely have a big chilling effect on family-based immigration. I don't think U.S. citizens and legal permanent residents will be as willing to sponsor their relatives to come into the United States if they know that they're going to have to submit to this very invasive biometrics exam. I also think that it will have a chilling effect on immigrants in general. I don't know that people would be as interested in immigrating to the United States if they know that for, you know, potentially decades after immigrating to the United States, they'll be subject to, at any point, having to submit these biometrics to the U.S. Immigration Agency.
There's also concern that this data, once collected from the 14 million people who would be forced to give their biometrics, will be stored securely. Lowry also worries that biometrics data intended solely for immigration purposes could end up spread out across agencies, creating a law enforcement record for American residents who have never committed a crime.
And this information, once it's collected, it would almost certainly be kept indefinitely, which gives rise to very serious concerns about possible surveillance. This will likely create a permanent law enforcement record for many people who have never been accused or convicted of a crime. So speaking of the purpose, there's no clear and meaningful purpose for this shift in information collection. In general, the government already collects photographs and fingerprints from non-citizens navigating our immigration system. So this frankly appears to be a solution that's in search of a problem.
The DHS has made statements that the full proposal will be released in the imminent future, but has not identified a date for the publication. Reporting from Oakland, California, this is Noah Litwer.